Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast episode, we'll be talking about the state of the veterinary industry during the COVID-19 pandemic. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Julia. It's great to be here, and I hope you are staying healthy and well.
Yes, I am healthy and well. Stacy, the COVID-19 pandemic has been underway for well over a month now. So I imagine that you've seen quite a few changes in the veterinary industry during that time. Is that why you wanted to tackle this topic today?
Yes, that's right, Julia. I have seen some changes, and I wanted to share those changes with our audience today. I also want to talk about the role of fear in the marketplace and why people should not allow fear to rule their decisions.
That sounds good, Stacy. Where would you like to start?
I want to start by saying that I have seen a range of market conditions. This is not a situation where you can say that this is happening and only this is happening, or that is happening and only that is happening. The fact of the matter is that there is a lot going on in the veterinary industry and the employment marketplace as a whole right now.
I would imagine that one of the things you've seen is a slowdown in activity and fewer veterinary practices wanting to hire. Is that the case?
Yes, but believe it or not, some practices are busier than normal.
They are? That is interesting, Stacy.
Yes. In fact, one practice I was talking with said that they are 25% busier than usual. Their practice has been up 25% since the COVID-19 pandemic. It's important for people to understand that even though there's a lot of uncertainty and the economy has taken a hit, that doesn't mean that activity is down all over the veterinary industry. That is certainly not the case right now.
Let's talk some more about the practices that are hiring. What specifically are you seeing?
Well, we are seeing some practices, many of them are still actively hiring right now. And even the ones that are not hiring, many of them are still interviewing.
How does that work?
These practices are still interviewing candidates, even though they're not planning to hire immediately. Many of them are planning to hire within 1 to 2 months after this pandemic is over, but they still want to see candidates and interview candidates during this time.
But not everybody is interviewing and hiring right now.
No, there is the other side of the coin. Some veterinary practices have halted interviewing and hiring for the time being. Along with that, there are practices that have seen, in some cases, a 15 to 20% decrease in activity. I've heard in some cases 20 to 30%, and even a few practices have closed their doors until the pandemic is over.
Can you elaborate on what the practices that are staying open are doing?
Yes, of course. Some of these practices are cutting hours and some are laying off staff if their business is down. In most cases, they're not laying off doctors. They're not laying off veterinarians. If there are cuts, they're typically relief doctor shifts.
Stacy, what about furloughs? Are veterinary workers also being furloughed right now?
Yes, I've heard about some kennel workers and other staff that have been furloughed. I haven't heard any cases so far of veterinarians being furloughed. I have seen some corporate office professionals who were furloughed.
What other things have been happening in the veterinary industry and in the marketplace?
Well, during normal times, the United States Food and Drug Administration mandates that veterinarians must physically examine pets in person in order to diagnose them and then prescribe medicine. Now, according to the FDA, veterinarians can use a video examination to diagnose the pets and then prescribe the appropriate medicine. So this is one of the ways that veterinary hospitals and practices are still up and running and that they're still open for business. In fact, telehealth adoption or telemedicine is doubling and even tripling in some veterinary businesses. Practices are finding a telemedicine solution and trying to make it part of the workflow of the organization. I firmly believe that we will start seeing more adoption for telemedicine. It can provide real value and will be a new revenue source that is also convenient and offers the engagement that practice owners are wanting right now.
And veterinary practices are still considered essential businesses. Is that right, Stacy?
Yes. On March 28th, the Department of Homeland Security issued something called the Guidance on the Essential Critical Infrastructure Workforce. And this document listed workers who are deemed essential to infrastructure. And I'm happy to say that veterinary clinics and also pet stores were included on this list.
That's great news, Stacy.
Yes, the American Veterinary Medical Association have been pushing for veterinary practices to be considered essential businesses, and that's exactly what has been happening.
So, Stacy, what's your advice based upon all this information that you just shared with us?
My advice for both employers and professionals is to be proactive and not reactive. The analogy that I use for employers is not to be an ostrich.
An ostrich? What does that mean?
There is a myth that ostriches stick their heads in the sand when they sense danger, hoping that it will simply pass by. However, did you know that ostriches actually do not bury their heads in the sand? What happens is when an ostrich senses danger and cannot run away, it flops to the ground and remains still with its head and neck flat on the ground in front of it. Because the head and neck are lightly colored, they blend in with the color of the soil.
That is very interesting. Are you saying that employers should not bury their heads in the sand right now?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. Instead of sticking their head in the sand right now and doing nothing out of fear, I believe that employers should be taking the advice of financial guru Warren Buffett, who said the following: be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. I think everyone would agree that Warren Buffett is successful and knows what he's doing. After all, his net worth was $71.5 billion at the beginning of 2020. Before this pandemic began, the battle for top talent was fierce. Superstar candidates were in great demand. That talent still exists in the marketplace, and if some employers have decided they no longer want to pursue that talent, then this is a prime opportunity for your organization to do so. If employers approach the current situation the right way, then they'll see that there is plenty of opportunity for hiring. This is why especially veterinary practice owners and veterinary practice managers should continue to interview and build their teams if they have a critical hiring need. These employers might be able to hire talented people away from other organizations like their competition. As I mentioned, that's the attitude that I've seen some of our clients have right now. In fact, one of our clients reached out to me last week and said, you know, we've noticed that some other practices have put things on hold. We think this is a prime opportunity to get some people from some competitors. If you're a veterinary practice or veterinary employer and your competition is in fear mode, that means your competition is focusing more on the perceived levels of danger in the marketplace instead of focusing on some of the actual opportunities that exist. If that's the case, then it's time for you as an employer to scout the top talent of your competition and recruit top performers for your organization.
What about professionals? How should they approach the marketplace?
The analogy that I want to use with veterinary professionals is surfing.
Surfing? How's that?
When you're surfing, you can't decide that you're going to ride a wave as soon as the wave reaches you. It doesn't work that way. If you try it, the wave will wipe you out. Instead, you have to paddle in the direction of the wave before the wave reaches you. Then at the right time, you stand up on your surfboard and catch the wave as it arrives, allowing it to carry you in the direction you want to go.
Stacy, are you talking about the market recovery?
Yes, absolutely. A wave of opportunity is coming our way. However, if you want to ride that wave and allow it to help you in your career, then you have to start paddling and preparing before the wave reaches you. In fact, in this case, you have to start paddling before you can even see the wave. And even more importantly, you can't see the wave unless you're actually looking for it.
Stacy, is it true that we might see a sharp market recovery?
Yes, that is a possibility. You know, once the pandemic and the corresponding lockdowns and shelter-in-place orders are over, I'm expecting that the economy will resume in earnest, that people will go back to work, the unemployment rate will decrease, production will increase, and there will once again be more employment and career opportunities.
So, what holds people back? Is it the fear that you referenced earlier?
Yes, I mean, that is the case. I've written and spoken before about how fear holds people back during my career as a recruiter. I've seen it happen time and time again, and that was during good economic times. So it is happening during times like these as well, when there is so much uncertainty in the marketplace. You know, one of the problems with fear is that, you know, fear causes people to not be able to make rational decisions when they base those decisions on fear or if they act in fear. In fact, the opposite is usually the case. You know, people can make some irrational decisions when they act in fear, and irrational decisions do not usually result in success. It's almost as if fear shuts down our brains, and, you know, that's why you have to deal with fear directly. I'm a big fan of Brian Tracy, who is a motivational speaker and writer, and he believes that you have to attack fear head on. And when you try to ignore your fears, those fears grow. And when you face your fears, they shrink. It sounds counterintuitive, but it works.
Stacy, how would you apply all of this to our current situation?
Well, the way that I look at it is, you know, yes, the road ahead is uncertain. But when you think about it, the road ahead is always uncertain. You know, nobody has a crystal ball where they can see the future, predict it, and plan for it. You know, that just doesn't happen. And yes, the COVID-19 pandemic, it's a black swan event. It came out of nowhere, and no one knew exactly when and how it was going to hit. We do face an uncertain road, but there is a path to recovery. And that is what veterinary employers and veterinary professionals can focus on. You know, employers can still interview. You can hold off on hiring for 30 to 60 days or until the pandemic is over, but you can still interview. And if you do interview, then you position yourself for greater success once the recovery begins. You know, we talked about, you know, in a couple podcasts ago that we have a lot of clients that are doing video interviews right now. And video interviews is a perfectly safe way to interview when people can't get in person face to face. You know, and that's the overriding message that I have for today is don't allow fear to control your thoughts and your actions, but be proactive and still do what is necessary to be successful and prepare for the recovery.
Stacy, thank you so much for all of this great information about the state of the veterinary marketplace.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Juliet. I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.
That is all for today's show. For Stacy Purcell and everyone at The Vet Recruiter, thank you for listening, and we invite you to join us next time when we address more hiring and employment issues in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. We hope that you'll join us then.